Hi, welcome to Maximum Geek. I'm Jeff Kirvin.
And I'm Josh Curry. And I no longer have the plague. Yay me! Woohoo!
Woo, no plague. And I apparently have finally finished with my coughing jag. Yay!
You coughed up a jag? Wow, that doesn't sound healthy.
Okay. It's the furballs that get you. Okay, tonight we're going to talk...
didn't even go for my jag joke.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We're going to start off
with... None of them have anything to do with each other.
CNET has unveiled some new details on the Palm One Life Drive that's coming out.
Must have
this
Life Drive.
This is an eagerly awaited handheld. It looks like it's going to be as big a hit with the geek community as it is with its target audience, the iPod-using media-oriented people. And here's what we know. The basics that we'd already figured out was that it was going to have 4 gig of some kind of non-volatile storage. It was going to have a half VGA screen, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, voice recorder, and it was going to run Palm OS Garnet 5.4, just like the T5 uses. According to CNET, the 4 gig is not only confirmed, but they've gone ahead and stated that it is, in fact, a Hitachi 4 gig micro drive. There had been some speculation among the geek community, hi Mike Kane, that the 4 gig may have been flash, but now we know it is in fact a spinning hard drive.
Dude, the flash? Oh, sorry. Off topic.
And
Wally West or never mind.
I'm just hoping it. Oh, by the way, speaking of Wally West, there was an article in Sci-Fi Wire this week where Ryan Reynolds is in talks to play Wally
that
West.
That article was a reprint of an article I read a week ago. Don't even go there. And I posted about the original article on Raving Media.
Raving Media? What's that?
Our movie, comics, video games, and other cool stuff blog. Ravingmedia.info.
And Ravingmedia.info. Wow, that sounds like a cool IP or a cool URL. I'll have to check that out.
Okay, could you be a little less sarcastic when you say that?
For those of you listening who haven't been to Raving Media, it is actually a lot of snarky fun about entertainment. So.
Hey, snarky
anyway,
buddy.
The other
second.
Things we
Keep
know
talking.
About the we're having some technical difficulties because Josh didn't figure out to turn the ringer off on his phone before we started recording. The other thing we know about the Life Drive is that unlike previous Palm One multimedia capable handhelds, this one does not use RealPlayer. That's actually going to come as a big surprise to a lot of people, and a pleasant one at that, because RealPlayer is not a it's not a big favorite among the basically anybody that uses a Palm. It doesn't take long to outgrow the Palm OS version of RealPlayer. Instead, the Life Drive is going to come with NormSoft's very popular Pocket Tunes. I use Pocket Tunes myself. It is an excellent media player. It handles WAVE, MP3, AUG, and Windows Media Audio, and also does a really good job of streaming. And that's gonna be important. Palm One also is going to be partnering with Real. They're not using their player, but they are going to be using Real's Rhapsody music service. And, this kind of gets back into what I had been saying for a couple weeks now, that Palm One is positioning this as a media player. They're getting around the fact that it doesn't, at 4 gig, it doesn't have the massive hard drive that people are accustomed to with iPods by kind of pushing a different model. Instead of storing all of your music on this self-contained device, or in a lot of people's cases, a part of your music, because even the people that have 60 gig iPod photos, I know people that have 150 gig of MP3s. Instead of, you know, having to pick what you want to put on your device, you put just your favorites on the device, just the stuff you absolutely can't live without, so that when you are in kind of an analog archipelago, you still have something.
You
but
just
the
made
real
up that
purpose
word.
Of
oh, no,
the
wait, no, you didn't.
The real the real purpose of the Wi-Fi, because keep in mind, this
the
is
real
the
porpoise.
First
is that like the real
consumer
real
device
porpoise?
That Palm is. This is the first consumer device
I
that Palm
One
has put out. That includes Wi-Fi. The real reason why they're putting Wi-Fi and Bluetooth in this device is so that when you're connected, you can stream all of your music, not just a part of it. Now, with Wi-Fi, that's pretty simple. Yeah, there's a bunch of ways you can set up streaming media servers on your computer. Bing, bang, boom, off you go. As long, you know, if you're at a hotspot, you've got access to all of your music just as fast as you like. Now, the part that's going to be controversial, and this is where I'm finally going to let Josh talk, is that
we're just looking
when
at
you're
white
not
salt.
At a Wi-Fi, when you're not at a Wi-Fi hotspot, and I've talked about this quite a bit before on my blog, once you get out of downtown Seattle or Manhattan, those Wi-Fi hotspots are few and far between. If you're not at a Wi-Fi hotspot, you'll still be able to stream your music FM quality via a cell phone and that Bluetooth connection. Now, that's how it works in theory. Josh, what may be some practical limitations to this idea?
Well, I see a couple of problems. I mean, I think it's a really neat idea. I want to say that. I mean, I would really dig that personally. First of all, Palm really needs to provide a very simple way to allow you to stream your music for not just the techno geeks. Because it's very simple for a techno geek to do it, but for the everyday user,
actually,
for people, if they really want to address the iPod.
Since they're partnering with Normsoft on this, I know exactly how they're going to be doing this. They're also going to be partnering with GlueNet. I have used GlueNet's streaming server. My mom could set this up.
Really?
Your mom's
pretty smart lady. Okay, now that's saying something. I love my mom, but she doesn't know a computer from her toaster. In fact, I had to clean some bread out of it the other day. It was not a pretty sight. Last time I bought her a slot-loading CD-ROM drive.
All right, continue.
Okay, sorry. My big concern is really battery life. We're already concerned about this thing's battery life without the Wi-Fi on or the Bluetooth on. Okay? So that's my biggest concern before we even get into some of the other technical
difficulties. Spinning hard drive plus wireless.
Yeah. And to do the streaming, you're going to have that all the time. So I've got a big concern about battery life.
While you're streaming, you could have the hard drive completely shut down. Keep in mind, this thing has 32 meg of volatile RAM.
Well, we're going to need to know how they set it up before we know whether that's going to work. I mean, that's more technical than we're really prepared to talk about right now.
It's going to be set up nearly identical to the T5. Only the size is different.
Yes, but
it's going to have 32 meg of volatile RAM.
Oh wait.
I've done it. It's 32 meg of volatile RAM, half of which is taken up by the operating system, the other half is heap space. The Life Drive is going to have 256 meg of, either 128 or 256, I'm not sure which. Probably 128. It's going to have 128 meg of storage heap, you know, the internal Palm memory, and then the rest of it's going to be, you know, partitioned as the internal drive.
Okay. But so, let's assume that they're streaming to the volatile, and they shut off the drive. Okay, let's assume that, and so our battery's a little less of a concern. However, I know, depending on who your provider is, your phone and your Bluetooth connection, there's some limit there to how long that's going to run. My phone, with Bluetooth on and active, even though I haven't used it that much, its battery life sucks. it just drains it. And even with my Zodiac, which has a pretty beefy battery, with my Bluetooth on, my battery dies pretty quick. And I have my screen brightness turned way down, if not off. I turn my sound off a lot of the time.
There's a key in your head?
I don't know.
Wait, I can say English things.
a lot of people can say English things. It's making them mean something that's important. You must make them have context and meaning. Please continue.
There's a little secret to leaving Bluetooth on while not killing your battery on PDAs.
What's that?
I leave Bluetooth on my T5 all the time. I never turn it off. And it has a negligible impact on my battery life. The reason for that is that while I leave Bluetooth on, I turn off Discoverable.
Well, okay, but if you're talking a streaming connection,
it doesn't matter. Then you didn't have to be Discoverable for that.
Well, okay, Jeff.
But I see your point.
Your Bluetooth is still active.
Point.
Yeah. I don't care. You don't need to be Discoverable because that Bluetooth is active the whole time. So you're still going to be looking at a big hit to your battery. Now, we're assuming a giant battery in this thing. Then there's the worry about the battery in your phone. Now, we already talked about spotty Wi-Fi service in most places. I mean, I can't walk from place to place. Now, when I'm at work, that'd be great because we have, 802.11g, covers the whole building. I'd be in hog heaven, okay, in my workplace.
And as soon as you turn on your Life Drive, suddenly everybody else's connection drops to just above B level.
Then
everybody's
I'm the IT guy.
Where's that damn IT guy?
I'll just tell them that's the way it's supposed to work. Actually, there's
that
only...
The thing is, people in Josh's company wouldn't know any different.
No, there's like one guy who might, but I can have him disposed of. It's a family business. Anyway, that made it sound all mafia-like. I don't actually work for the mob, just so you know.
You know some Kansas house painters? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, all I know is they carry violin cases. I don't know why, that's all I know. Okay, anyway, one of them carries a cello case, and I'm not going to go there. But... Ba-dum-bum. All right. Back to my point. I had one. But
I actually heard crickets.
Cell service and not cricket because you can't get any data connection there. But cell service is spotty at best, so if you're traveling... I'm not close enough. I would have done it earlier today if I was. No, I wouldn't have. I'd never hurt you. Until I had to. And then, cell service. Okay, shut up. Cell service is spotty also. I've never been in a town where everywhere I went, I always had cell service. I've also had my phone just cut out for no apparent reason. On every phone I've ever had. I've been talking to Jeff, and then all of a sudden I wasn't talking to Jeff. And while that's not necessarily a bad thing, because sometimes Jeff talks, I have some issues. So my worry is that's a really cool idea, but logistically, realistically, I just don't see it being a big payoff now. Down the road, a very cool idea and very, very conceivably doable. But right now, the coverage is spotty no matter what kind of Wi-Fi you're using. Your battery life is going to probably end up being nil. And while I like the idea, I just don't think it's going to be a reality. Now, they may still try to sell it that way. That doesn't mean they won't. But I'd say it's fairly foolhardy because the reality isn't as pretty as the fiction. It's not even science fiction. I mean,
I wouldn't call it foolhardy. Now, hey, again,
I don't want to hear from you, Mr. Palm Apologist. Ooh, ow. I'm joking. That was a joke, Jeff.
That's okay. I'll kill you later.
Yes, but you need me for my, I don't know why you need me. Wait. I'm not doing myself any good. I moderate the forums. I know how the forums are set up. You can't run them without me.
Okay, I'm just going to make a quick point here because Josh is making several good segues into our next topic. The quick point is that, I knew what it was a second ago.
It's quicker if you actually say it.
Palm One is taking a page from Microsoft's book. They're rolling out technology before it's quite ready and trusting that the rest of the world will catch up to their vision. Eventually, this streaming idea is going to become the default and giant hard drives and media players are going to be unnecessary. Where does this all take us? It eventually takes us to super media player Palm-based cell phones, but that'll be a few years. All right, so
I'm more excited about my Palm TiVo. Palmvo.
Talking about being a Palm apologist and Josh moderating the forums, as many of you know, I wasn't trying to segue either.
That's what's funny. It was an accidental segue. I saw one of those once, and it caused a horrible accident. Oh, not that kind of segue.
Are you done?
I gotta let my dogs out. Talk for a minute.
Okay. As many of you know, I had a hissy fit earlier this week. I had been on a damn fool idealistic crusade, like your father.
Even though I was letting my dogs out?
No, I was talking to the audience because I'm a professional.
But what about the fourth wall? Oh, wait, there's no walls in radio.
I was on a lunatic quest. I thought I could actually, like my Irish forebears, I thought I could drive the trolls out of Palm Info Center. And,
you have four Irish bears?
Again with the crickets.
Silence. I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were talking seriousness. Oh, yeah. Serious. Oh, yeah. On topic and serious. Wow. Serious, like satellite radio. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow. On topic and serious? What's that like?
Not this podcast.
I thought there I is could a topic civilize this week. Palm Info Center, and I was horribly wrong.
That never
posters,
happens.
There are a few regular posters who are horribly abusive, mean, spiteful, vindictive little trolls that basically will just shout down and personally attack anyone who doesn't move in lockstep with them. And since I'm not dark and bitter and angry at Palm, and actually think Palm One is moving in the right direction, and actually think Palm Source has a bright future ahead of it, they made it their purpose in life to take me down.
Is it so bright they have to wear shades?
My future's so bright. I decided that I don't have time to deal with this foolishness. In my personal business, I bill Yeah, as a freelance writer, I bill quite a bit an hour. I'm not going to say the exact amount, but yeah, it's a nice living. And
it's more than a dollar.
It will be once I get some clients. And yeah, any time I spend arguing with these wingnuts is not time spent building my business, and I just don't have time to deal with it. So I formally announced that I was leaving Palm Info Center and would not be reading it again, and I explained why. I said, you know, that as long as these personal attacks are allowed, it's not a big deal to me. It's not worth it. There's nothing in it for me to make me want to stay there. I got an email the next day from Ryan, the guy who actually runs Palm Info Center, and he was ticked off. He was upset that I had aired this in public. Well, yeah, and I said this in my private email to him, and I'll say it again right here on this podcast. You have the kind of site you want to have. Ryan has known about these guys for years. Yeah, these trolls provide a lot of discussion. They're trolls, but they're loquacious trolls. They drive a lot of discussion, they drive a lot of controversy on his site, and he supports them because he's afraid that if he drives them away, if he bans them, or if he publicly censures them, they'll go away and his site will lose traffic. And if he loses traffic, he loses ad revenue. I understand exactly the situation that Ryan is in. I had a very abrasive personality on Writing on Your Palm a few years back who came up with a lot of interesting ideas, but he was also, he didn't know when to leave it at the, you know, discussing the ideas and not attacking the individuals. So, yeah, eventually I had it out with him and he quit. Ryan doesn't want to do that on Palm Info Center, and as long as he takes that stance, not only will I not be back, but I can guarantee you that Palm Info Center will continue to be a wild, wild west, angry, vindictive place where only the most vicious survive. Now, why do I mention all of this? Because at Solo Media, that's not the way we do things. We are very much into building a community. And building a community means everybody has the right to be heard, and everybody has the right not to be attacked.
Except for me.
It's all
sorry.
No, you're just ignored. it's what we're doing with Solo Media. We've built the forums,
Jeff,
and we've had some discussion on them so far. Not as much as we'd like, but you know, this will build with time. I think once FictionWise starts actually publishing our stuff, I think we're going to see a lot more traffic on the forums as well. But Josh, why don't you explain to our audience exactly what our policy is up front, so there's no confusion later?
Well, it's pretty simple. No trolls, no flaming, and no troll bashing either. Don't feed the trolls. We're not going to take any of it. I have frequented many forums in many communities, and I've been in some that were fairly harsh about their trolls, but I've also been in some that were far too lax because they were more worried about making the trolls happy, the vocal minority happy. Well, frankly, I'm not about the vocal minority. I can speak pretty loudly, and I can speak right over that vocal minority. Thank you very much. I'm not here to please the vocal minority. I'm here to please... What? That's it. I'm going to hurt you. Oh. I got to... Hey, I'm supposed to ignore you. You can't ignore me. I'm ignoring you. Wait. Anyway, I was saying something? No, wait. Our bottom line is, we ain't going to take it. We're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. Didn't know this was music radio, did you? Well, neither, still isn't. If you heard me sing just now, you're pretty clear it's not. But if you'd like to hear me sing on the next podcast, I'll be putting up a poll after...
Oh, God,
after,
again with the polls.
After this podcast, on whether you'd like to hear my rendition of... Well, I don't know. Pick a song. If you guys
Speaking
want
of
me
which,
sing,
the
I'll
polls are no longer
want.
In the Coalition of the Willing. They're pulling out.
Okay, first of all, different kind of polls. Secondly,
they're
way off topic. Anyway, our community.
Just saying.
We're looking to build a friendly community where you can have a dissenting opinion all you want. You just can't say you're a big lying shill and your mother smells of elderberries. Actually, if you say your mother smells of elderberries, you got your Monty Python's a little messed up, but... I screwed up my Monty Python quote. I'm totally, totally screwed. Anyway, you can use Monty Python insults all you want.
Not until your wife gets home.
I'm just going to say, not going to be happening tonight for,
okay.
I just don't want to go
what?
Any further.
You know what? You're already too much sharing, okay?
Well, you're lucky I didn't say what I almost said. I thought of three things to say, and none of them would have, well, they would have ended the podcast. All of them would have ended the podcast immediately.
I'm not sure we have any listeners left as it is.
Wait,
and we haven't
we
even got
about?
To talking
oh,
about
yeah,
Robotech
forums.
Yet.
Well, we don't have to talk about Robotech, although Robotech's cool. Like I said, we could later on do an entire episode on Robotech.
I'm just trying to put that teaser out there so people keep listening to you talk about the forums before we get to that.
Okay,
because
anyway,
frankly, after
we're not going to take it.
What you just talked
about. I'm done. I'm done. We're not going to take it. We're not going to take it. And we do require registered users, which is something we didn't want to have to do, but if we want to control the spam and the trolls, then we've got to require registered users, and we've got to be fairly aggressive about making sure people can't come back.
To be fair, registration is free and quick and relatively painless.
And not moderated. You got to send an email to yourself. So,
yeah.
If you've got to have email, and you've got to go to the email.
Yeah, but...
Not Gmail, email.
Yeah, if... basically, the rule of thumb is this. On Solo Media, if you're debating the issue, even if it's an impassioned debate, wonderful. We love that. But as soon as you attack the individual, you're gone.
Exactamundo. Telemundo! Alright.
Alright.
And we would definitely like feedback on what else you think we can do to keep these lecherous trolls from ruining our good name. Well, okay, neither of us have a good name.
Now,
we're not like
that brings up
Beelzebub
that actually does
That'd
bring up an
name.
Interesting question though, and this is something that's been that I've been pondering low these many days. Is we say we don't allow individual attacks, and in a general sense that's true, but how do we draw the line between an outright attack, you know, an aggressive, vicious attack, and what one might call, and I'm not saying I would call it this, but I've heard other people say, friendly joshing.
Oh my, you said joshing. You're going to have to give me a second because my dogs are barking like crazy. You explore that idea, I'll be right back.
Oh, I love being the professional on this team. This is actually a fairly difficult line for us to deal with, and we're going to it's going to come down to a judgment call. We're going to have to be able to decide on a case-by-case basis whether something was a misunderstood and perhaps poorly worded joke or an actual attack. For
and
instance,
we will
Josh
only
and I
give someone a chance
to
explain their side of it before we say, hey, you know, and we'll come up with an official warning system, and we will not just ban people for fun. I want to be clear on that. And we will give people a chance to explain and to change their ways.
But if someone is a habitual abusive jerk, we're not going to put up with that.
Yeah, man. No habituals, man.
What? I might have a little discussion with you after the podcast. All right.
About what?
So, about not if you have any ever? Comments, if you have any comments about this system, or if you'd like some input into how we put this together, this is a evolving kind of thing. So, join the discussion on our forums at solomedia.org.
Spot all right, forms.
And lastly, Josh really wanted to talk about Robotech.
Well, we were discussing
topics. To the Robotech Perfect soundtrack for the past couple days. I found it under a pile of stuff in my apartment and decided, I don't think I've ripped this yet. And I gotta say, if you like the Robotech series and you haven't picked up this 2-disc set yet, get thee to a music store and pick it up. Actually, it's been out so long, you can probably only find it at Amazon, but some good stuff there. What I like about it is that they put this together intelligently. The first disc is all of the instrumental stuff, and the second disc is all the vocals. Kind of cool. That way, I've actually ripped them so that all the vocals are in the genre pop, and all of the instrumentals are in the genre soundtrack, so when I'm doing my soundtrack mix, I only get the instrumental stuff.
Sweet.
But maybe that's just
me. Well, basically, I was just looking for a topic for this podcast and happened to look at my desktop on one of my computers, and I saw my Robotech desktop, and I started thinking about my cool Robotech Masterpiece Skull 1, and
you're giving away the magic of how we put these things together.
There's no magic. We get together about 10 minutes before we start the podcast and say, so what should we talk about? And then hopefully we come up with a topic, or we have last week's podcast, and I don't want to dwell. But Robotech is something that's near and dear to both Jeff and my hearts. I've actually been playing a little bit of the Game Boy Advance Robotech side-scrolling shooter, which is actually a lot of fun. And just, big fan of Robotech in general. So I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about it. And my ultra-cool, Masterpiece Collection Skull 1 that I got, 6 months ago. Which is, for those of you who don't know what the Masterpiece Collection is, it's highly detailed replicas of the Veritech fighters. They have, 6, I think, in the first volume, and they're up to 3 in the second, and they're about to come out with a fourth. The first volume's all the Skull 1, Rick Hunter's, and also Rick Hunter's original Veritech, and Mira's, and
These are plastic and die-cast metal, and they transform.
Transform all three modes, fully transforming. They've got all the neat little decals and like little ladders and stuff. I mean, they're extremely cool and extremely detailed.
Isn't the Skull 1 that you've got just a repainted Jetfire?
Well, they are very similar, actually. I had Jetfire back in the day, and they are almost identical in a lot of ways. However, the fingers are articulated. The trigger fingers are articulated.
Oh, wow.
As are the other fingers. The thumb is also articulated. Some neat details that didn't have. It's cockpit. It has a cockpit shield, and the cockpit actually opens and has a little pilot inside. So,
is it Rick or Roy?
It's Roy. Roy Focker.
Oh, okay.
It's very detailed and very cool, actually. I mean, it's more detailed same basic idea.
You've got to get some model paint. You got to paint on the bullet holes that he got on his way back to the pineapple salad.
Stop helping. It's got, it's got little landing gear that pop out, much like Jetfire. Which I had, and I wish I could find, because he's actually worth more than any of these damn things. I picked him up mainly because I want to get the whole collection. They come in a very cool book-style container that actually looks and feels like a book, and you open it up and you can leave it in there. Mine's sitting on my desk because I open my stuff and I don't sell it, I play with it. My desk at work is covered in stuff. My desk at home is covered in stuff. I'm kind of a geek.
Some of the new ones that are coming out are Alpha Fighters from the Sentinels and Next Generation. Well, are those in scale relative to the... Yeah, are those scale relative to the Veritex? Because a according to the Robotech role playing game from Palladium, the Veritex are actually like twice the height of the.
I don't think
alphas.
They're not the same scale. I'm gonna look up their scale real quick now that you ask that. They're not the same scale, but they are definitely smaller. Masterpiece Collection.
Yeah, the alphas were very small compared to the. The alphas were much smaller than the original Veritex, but they were also supposed to be far nimbler, too.
Nimbler.
Anyway, we're delving very deep into the geek minutia of Robotech.
We've probably gone too far, actually. wait, we've gone too far.
There's like three people in the audience who actually understand and or care about what we're talking about now.
Yeah, they don't actually list the scale, and I'm too lazy to search any deeper. So I've decided that we've talked too much about this. But they aren't quite the same scale, but they are pretty cool, and I'm hoping they come out with a... They'd be cool if they came out with a beta. I'm not sure that they will, but it'd be cool if they did.
I would love a beta fighter. Oh, my God. Especially if it docks with the alpha appropriately.
Okay. Now we've gone too far. For those people right, who don't know what we're talking about, are now saying ew. Ew.
Okay, I said appropriately. I'm pretty sure that would be inappropriate docking.
Never appropriate.
Okay. So that's going to do it for this Maximum Geek podcast, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.